going to run. It is just approaching 5:15 here on Drive on BCB 106.6 FM. Okay, well, coming up next, we're going to be finding out about a conference that is happening, an international conference on addiction and associated disorders. And I'm delighted to say on the line now, we have Michael Gillis, who is an addiction expert and chief clinical officer at The Cabin, a world-renowned addictions and mental health clinic in Thailand. Welcome, Michael.
Good afternoon, and thanks for having me on the show.
Our pleasure. So, Michael, what sort of addiction do you specialize in?
Actually, all addictions are related to mental health issues, so things like substance abuse, sex and love addiction, process addictions such as gambling, screen addiction, and what have you. But it runs the gamut, you know, across all addictive behaviors and disorders.
So whether it's one sort of addiction or another, whether it's physical or a physical addiction to a drug or addiction to online, it all has the same root cause, would you say?
It can. On the substance abuse side, oftentimes people have a family history of either alcohol or drug abuse or mental illness such as anxiety, depression, or bipolar disorder. And you can't minimize the role that trauma has a place. Either transgenerational trauma or trauma within the individual themselves. So when you have that perfect storm of genetic predisposition, access to substances, and a history of trauma, the likelihood that someone's going to end up in an addictive state are fairly certain.
And what kind of impact do you think the internet has had on opportunities for addiction?
Well, it's actually fueled addiction for a lot of folks. I mean, technology is not bad, the internet's not bad, but what it's done is given people instant access to things like pornography, things like online gaming, screen addiction, sports betting, and that sort of thing. So people don't need to leave their home; they have it instantly in their hand, or they have it instantly in a screen, you know, in their home or office, actually.
So how do you get the balance between what is healthy and normal and this addictive behaviour? How do you manage that balance to ensure that people aren't prohibited from doing fun activities, but they don't cross that line? Where's that balance work?
Well, you look where it impairs the individual, the family, or the workplace. So if the individual is spending an inordinate amount of time in the activity, whether it's online or at a casino or sports betting and that sort of thing, and it's having a negative impact on their own health, they're seeing higher rates of anxiety or depression. It's affecting their loved ones, their children, their performance at the office. Those are the outside indicators that that there's a problem.
And what signs do you really sort of look for in people with addiction to say, well, this is addiction? I mean, do you kind of look for behavioural changes in general, or what are the key indicators if you're worried about somebody?
You're looking at sleeping patterns, you're looking at eating patterns, you're looking at self-care or lack of self-care patterns, changes in personality, a shift in an inordinate amount of time spent in a particular activity, which, you know, may be addictive behaviour.
And if people are concerned about it, is there anywhere online people can look or any advice people? What should people do if they're concerned about somebody around them?
Sure. There are a number of resources. At The Cabin in Chiang Mai, Thailand, we're an inpatient and residential program. We treat substance abuse, trauma, and then we actually treat process addiction such as gaming and screen addiction. So that's certainly one place that you would find help. On a local level, we have partners here in the United Kingdom that we do a lot of work with, that their practices are specifically focused on working with people and family systems that are affected by addiction. People can go to their GP for a referral. They can find a counselor or a therapist that specializes in addiction, or through their GP, they can also find an addiction psychiatrist. On a self-help level, you have things like Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, Gamblers Anonymous, and for family members, you have things like Gammonon, which supports families that have been affected by someone's gambling, Al-Anon family groups supporting someone with a history of substance abuse, and actually online you can find other support groups as well.
And looking at the conference itself, what do you hope will come out of it?
Well, the greatest thing you can hope for in a conference like this is greater awareness and training of folks. So people come from all over the world to participate in ICAD, and you have addiction psychiatrists, you have interventionists, you have therapists in private practice, you have people that work for NHS. And what you're doing is you're sharing knowledge, you're sharing resources, people coming away with a better understanding of what the leading trends are in treating addiction, what the more appropriate clinical interventions are. And it's really sharing that knowledge, educating people, and giving them the resources at their fingertips through a collegial network opportunity to move their practice forward.
And you personally, what will you be doing at the conference?
Well, it's actually my fourth time attending the conference. I've attended over a number of years when it was first founded, and most recently as well. I work with a number of folks that run treatment centers, people that do things like clinical intervention, people that do case management or run outpatient programs. So I meet with them, I talk about our services at the cabin in Chiang Mai, but I'm also looking to see what their needs are and how we can support them in their work.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us. I hope you have a successful conference. That's Michael Gillis there, addiction expert and chief clinical officer at The Cabin, world-renowned addiction and mental health clinic in Thailand. And he is one of the attendees at the International Conference on Addiction and Associated Disorders that is taking place right now. The time is now 21 minutes past five here on Drive on BCB 106.6 FM. Coming up next, a bit of 10cc, Dreadlock Holiday.